Shalom to all. Today's office is Bava Basar, Daf Kufla Amud. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing whether or not a father is able to give away certain parts of his Yerusha to some kids and leave other kids out of it. So the Mishnah tells us, Ha'imer, let's say a father says, Ish Pleni Yerushani, this man shall inherit me. And this is Malkam Shesh Bas. It's a case where he has a daughter and he's trying to give the Yerusha away to somebody else. Or he says, Bidit Yerushani, my daughter should inherit me. And the problem is, Malkam Shesh Ben, he happens to have a son and he's trying to give the Yerusha to a daughter. Lo'amer Kulum, he didn't say anything. He's making a stipulation against what's written in the Torah. The Torah says Yerusha goes to a daughter, not someone random. That's when he doesn't have a son. And it says he goes to a son. When he has a son, it doesn't go to a daughter. And says this person is being masa mashakas b'tayra, we don't listen to him. Now Rabbi Chaim Breka says, and we've already discussed this shita extensively, im amar misha royal yarshay dvar kayamin. If he said this regarding a person who's able to inherit him, then it's valid, and the Yerusha is given to that person and not to one who's more immediate. However, val misha ain royal yarshay, if he said this regarding a person who's not able to inherit him, ain dvar kayamin, it's not valid. So I think more clarifies Shita's Tanakama. Taima, it seems to be that the reason why Tanakama does not listen to what this father said is the Acher Makam Bas Ubas Makam Ben, because he's trying to give the Yerusha to somebody else and he really has a daughter, or he's trying to give it to his daughter and he really has a son. But that's Mashma, Ha Ben Ben Abanim Ubas Ben Abanois Dvarav Kayamin. That if he chose to give it to one of his sons and not the other ones, or one of his daughters and not the other ones, that's when he only has daughters and not sons, then we would listen to him. But the problem with this inference is Ema Seifa. Take a look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon Breka Emer, he tells us, Im Amra Misha Roy Liarshay Dvarav Kayamin. If he said this regarding a person who's able to yarshin him, so then we listen to him. And the problem with that is, Tanakama seems to be exactly like the Tanakama, because we just made an inference in the Tanakama that if he has multiple sons, for example, and he decides to give his Yusha to one and not the others, then we will listen to him. Well, that's Shitas Rabbi Yechon Breika. And Mechitim, if you want to suggest Rabbi Yechon Breika, Afilu Acher Makam Bas Ubas Makam Ben Ka'amar, the Rabbi Yechon Breika holds that a person could actually give his Yusha to someone totally random, even though he has a daughter, or to his daughter, even though he has a son. That's not true, because about time we have a brass that says, Rabbi Shmuel Benoisha Rabbi Yechon Breika Aimer, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon Breka tells us, Loi nechleku abba v'chamim, my father and v'cham do not argue al acher makam bas, ubas makam ben, if a person tries to give his Yerusha to somebody random and he has a daughter, or to his daughter when he has a son, shalom reklom, in that case, both of them agree that the father said nothing, ama nechleku, what's our machlekes, al ben bein abanim, ubas bein abanois, if he tries to give it to one son over others, or one daughter over others, shahaba oimer, my father says, yirash, it's valid, v'cham oimer loy yirash, l'cham say that that person doesn't yarshin. As we clearly see from his statement, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon Breka, does not hold that it could be given to Acher b'makam Bas or Bas b'makam Ben. So what's to understand the machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yechon Breika in our Mishnah? And so we have two potential answers. Either you could say midika amar loy nechelku from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel had said that they don't argue. Machlal, that's mashma, the Tanakama savar, the Tanakama, the one whom Rabbi Shmuel was talking to, he holds that nechelku, they do argue in this. And therefore, according to this, the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yechon Breika in our Mishnah is that the Tanakama holds if he wants to give it to one son over others or one daughter over others, he's allowed to, but he's not going to give it to somebody random. And Rabbi Yechon Breka holds that he could even give it to somebody random, or he could give it to a daughter, even though he has sons. Or you might say, alternatively, we could say, "Kul leiter Rabbi Yechon Breka." He really the entire mishnah is Rabbi Yechon Breka, and there's no two opinions. It's not a machlokes. It's actually missing something. V'achitani, this is really what the mishnah is teaching. Aimer, if a person says, "Ish pleni yershani," then that fellow should inherit me. But it's b'makam shesh bas, he has a daughter, or he says, "Biti tirshani," my daughter should inherit me, and it's b'makam shesh ben, he has a son. Lo'amer klom, that's not valid. And here's the part that's missing from mishnah: Ha bas bein abanos uben bein abanos. Him, if he tries to give it to one of his daughters over the others, or one of his sons over the others, im amar yirash kol nechasov, if he says that one should inherit all of his nechasim, dvar kayamin, we do listen to him. Why is that? She Rabbi Yechon Oimer, because Rabbi Yechon says, im amar al misha royal yarshay dvar kayamin, if he said this regarding somebody who's able to inherit him, namely one of his daughters or one of his sons, so then it's valid. And again, according to this explanation, there's no machlekes tanakan Rabbi Yechon Breika, it's all shitas Rabbi Yechon Breika. Now, how do we paskin? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yechon Breika, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon Breika, and mechina Marava, Rava also says, Halachik Rabbi Yechon Breika. And Amar Rav Rav explains, my time to Rabbi Yechon Breika, what's his reasoning, where does he get this from? And that's because Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, V'hayi v'yayim anchila is banav, and it will be on the day that he's manchil to his children. Now manchil, as we've explained, means to bequeath, to give over Yerusha. And really, the Pasuk should have just said, and it will be on the day that his sons inherit him. Why use this lashon of will be on the day that he gives the Yerusha to his children? It must be that Torah nosn rishus la'av l'hanchil l'chamisha yirtza, that the Torah is giving rishus to the father to be manchil, to bequeath, to actively give over the Yerusha to whomever he wants, as long as that person is a Yairish of his, he's allowed to give him the Yerusha. However, Amalei Abaye asked Rava, Ha Milo Yuchalavaker Nafka. This is learned from Lo Yuchalavaker. The Pasuk tells us Lo Yuchalavaker, that one is not allowed to give over the Chelik of Bechara to a different child who's not a Bechar. And we learn from here that the Chelik of Bechara is not allowed to be given over, but the Chelik of a Pashut is allowed to be given over. Namely, the father is allowed to take a Chelik away from one child and give it to another. And that's where we learn it from. Not from the Pasuk of Bahayim Yonam Chilas Banov. So Rava answered, No. This Pasuk of Lo Yuchal Vaker is needed for the following bray. So Abachan Omer Mishum Rabbi Lezer. Abachan said the name Rabbi Lezer. Kuf Lamed Omer Beis on top. Matam Loimer Lo Yuchal Vaker. What's the reason the pasuk says Lo Yuchal Vaker? What do we learn from here? And that's because the Fishan Emor says the pasuk V'Haya B'Yamad Chila Es Banav, and it'll be on the day that he gives over Yusha to his sons. Sheyachol. I might think as follows. V'Aloy Dinhu. That's actually logical to say the following. Uma Pashut. When we look at a regular son, Sheyafa Kaychay. He has a great Kayach. Shneitel Baraykev Mochzuk. He gets Roy just like he gets Mochzuk. When his father dies, he gets a portion and everything his father had owned at that point in time, and also something that's Roy, something that falls to his father after death, he gets a portion of that. And what do we see? That the Torah gave Rishus to the father to give over Nachla to whomever he wants. And again, that's from the Pasuk of V'hayu b'yam and chila esbanav. And therefore, I might say, Bechar, Shehura Kaychai, a Bechar who has less of a Kayach, She'eno Netel Baroi Kaba Mochzik, a Bechar does not get Roy like he does Mochzik as part of his double portion, as we've explained previously, like Kol Shekain. Shouldn't we say for sure that the father should be allowed to take away his double portion from him and give it to somebody else? And it's because of that, Tam Loimer, that's why the Pasuk says, Lo Yuchal Avaker, that the father is not allowed to take away the Bechar's double portion and give it to a different brother. Now the question is, V'yoymar, really the Pasuk should just say, Lo Yuchal Avaker, that he's not allowed to give away the double portion, and I learned from here that he's not allowed to give away the Bechar's double portion, but he is allowed to give away a different brother's portion. So Matam Loimer, V'hayu B'yam Achilas Banov, why does the Pasuk have to say, V'hayu B'yam Achilas Banov, that tells us he's allowed to give away one of the brother's portions? And the answer is, if we only had the Pasuk of Lo Yuchal Avaker, Sheyachol, I might think, V'alei Dinhu, that it's logical to say the following. That a Bechar, he has less of a Kayach, he doesn't get Roy like he does Mochzik. Amr Tayyid the Torah says, Lo Yuchal Avaker, that the father's not allowed to give away his double portion. Pashut, when dealing with a regular brother, Sheyafa Kaychai, he has a strong Kayach, Sheyneitel Barakav Mochzik, he does get in Roy like he does get Mochzik. Like Kol Shekain, wouldn't we say for sure that a father is not allowed to give away a regular brother's portion to a different brother? And it's because I would say that, Tam Olamar, that's why the Pasuk also has to tell us, V'yabiyam Achilas Banov, it'll be on the day that he bequeaths to his sons, Hatar Nasal Rishus La'av, L'hanchil Chomisha Yirtza, the Torah gave Rishus to the father to give the Yerusha over to whomever he wants. In other words, we learn from these two psukim that a father is allowed to take the Yerusha from whichever brother he wants to give it to the other ones. He's just not allowed to take away the double portion from the Bechar. Now we continue discussing this. Amar Bzerika, Amar Ami, Amar Chanina, Amar Rebbe, that Rebbe said, Halacha Karbiyachan Breika, Halacha Karbiyachan Breika. Now Amar Leir of Abba, Rav Abba told him, Hayra Itmar. He paskin like this in a certain case. He didn't say that Halacha Karbiyachan Breika. A certain case came to him and he paskin like Karbiyachan Breika. The Gemara asked Michael Mifligi, what's my chalikas over here? Either which way, it seems to be that Rebbe holds like Karbiyachan Breika. What does it make a difference if Rebbe officially stood up and said, the Halacha Karbiyachan Breika, or if a case came to him and he paskin like that? It seems to be it's the same exact thing. And the answer is, Mar Savar Halacha Adifa, Mar Savar Maisa Rav. According to one man to Amar, when it's stated officially that this is the Halacha, that's much stronger than when a dayan paskins like this, whereas the other one holds it's the opposite. That when a dayan actually paskins in a case that's brought to him that this is the Halacha, we can rely on that much more. I will continue discussing this idea. Tanur Banu Yivraza tells us, Ein Lamedin Halacha, we're not allowed to learn Halacha, Lamed Pi Talmud, not from the course of learning, meaning for Rebbe's in the middle of learning, and he says, it seems to be that this is the Halacha. We can't learn that that's the actual Halacha. And also, Lamed Pi Maisa, we can't learn what the Halacha is based off of Maisa. If we heard that a certain dayan paskined like this in a certain case, we can't learn that that's the actual Halacha. It has to be that they tell him, Halacha l'maisa, this is Halacha l'maisa, this is how we paskin. And that's because in these previous two scenarios, Mipi Talmud or Mipi Maisa, it's not 100% certain that that's what the Halacha is. It could just be that in the course of Limud, it seems to be, based off of what we're learning right now, that this is the Halacha. But it doesn't mean that all the relevant sources were analyzed to come out that that's what the Halacha actually is. And also Mipi Maisa, just because you heard of a case that was brought to a dayan and he paskin in a particular way, that doesn't mean that that's what the Halacha is. It could be that there was a whole bunch of other factors there that you were not aware of that would mean that the Halacha is not like that in other situations. Therefore, we have to have a dayan saying, this is Halacha l'maisa, you're there, you ask him the question, you know all the pratim, and he tells you this is the Halacha, then you say that's Halacha. And continuing with this, Shaul, let's say a person asked for Amrulay, and they told him, Halacha l'maisa, this is Halacha l'maisa, Yelech v'yasa maisa, he can go and do a maisa based off of what they told him, Ubavachal yidme, as long as he doesn't make comparisons. Now we ask, Mai Ubavachal yidme, what does it mean, don't make comparisons? The entire Torah is compared to each other. We always say, well, this case is like that case, and another one is like a different one, and that's how we come out with halacha. So what does that mean? Don't compare this halacha to that one. And the answer is, Amar Ravashi tells us, Hachikamar, this is what it means, Obavachal Yidma Betrefais, specifically referring to trefais, certain defects that an animal has that makes it a trefa that it's going to die within the year, and it's not allowed to be eaten, even if it's shechted properly. In these scenarios, one's not allowed to make comparisons. The Tanya of Brasa says, Ein Ayim Betrefais, Zu Daim Lazu. One is not allowed to say in a case of trefais, oh, this one is like that one. And about the time, don't be surprised about this. We see practically on an animal that if you cut it over here, it dies, and if you cut it over here, it lives. So you can't compare cases of trefas. But in other scenarios, obviously, you could compare. And we continue to discuss this. When you, Mar, Master, tell us that this is the halacha, are we allowed to actually act on that. So Amar, he told him, Loi tavidu, don't act on what I say, ad amino halacha lemaisa, until I say the words, halacha lemaisa, this is halacha lemaisa, not just if I say halacha. And something similar, Amalhu Rava, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Brid Rav Yeshua, Rava told Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brid Rav Yeshua, ki asi peska didina didi lekamaychu, if one of my psakim comes in front of you, meaning some psak of mine that I wrote down on a piece of paper comes in front of you, for example, a guy claims that a field is his, and he has a psak from me proving that, v'chasizu be'pircha, but you see a pircha on that, you have a question. It seems to be that I made a major mistake. Loi tekru'u, don't tear it up, adasiz lekamay, until you come in front of me. Yesli taima, aminolchu, if I have a reason to explain why I'm passing like that, I'll tell you, and I'll explain to you why I did that. V'yulai, but if not, then I'll retract that opinion of mine. However, la'achar misa, if you find a mistake in one of my psakim after misa, loi mikra tekru'u, umigmar nami loi tekmaru mine. Don't tear it up, but don't learn from it either. Loi mikra tekru'ine, don't tear it up, diavayasim, because if I was there, domahav aminolchu taima, maybe I'd be able to give you a good reason for why I'm passing like that. Kuflamun alf, amun alf on the top. However, migmar nami loy tigmar mine, don't learn from it either. The ain ladain el masha inov royce, a dain is only able to paskin based off of what he sees. Whatever factors are in front of the dain and sources are available to him, that's what he paskins based off of. And if you have a psak for me in front of you, which is unclear and seems to be that I made a mistake, and you have other factors as well, which are pushing you towards the other direction, so you don't have to go like my psak. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, going back to discussing shitas of Rebbi Yochanan and Breika. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.